For more years than I care to remember, I believe that the baptism of fire was to do with judgment and was specific to Israel because of what John the Baptizer said in Matthew 3, 11 and 12 in the Message. I'm baptizing you here in the river, turning your old life in for a kingdom life. The real action comes next. The main character in this drama, compared to him, I'm a mere stagehand, will ignite the kingdom of life within you, a fire within you, the Holy Spirit within you, changing you from the inside out. He's going to clean house, make a clean sweep of your lives. He'll place everything true in its proper place before God. Everything false, he'll put out with the trash to be burned. Then I had a moment of inconvenient enlightenment. Acts 2, 3. The Passion. Then all at once a pillar of fire appeared before their eyes. It separated into tongues of fire that engulfed each one of them. This was post-cross, and the fire descends upon the believers gathered in the upper room, waiting as they've been commanded. That'll be it. Fire. My own experience was one of fire sweeping over me several times, yet intellectually I still carried my original understanding, my belief system. It can happen and will happen to all of us. That which we thought we knew, God will turn upside down or right side up, so far as he's concerned. The baptism in the Holy Spirit brings the fire of God's own presence within. The purpose is to burn up everything unsightly and unnecessary in our lives, leaving his purity in its wake. He doesn't come to play games with us. He comes to purify us. We sing it, "Purify my heart, let me be as gold, pure gold." Be careful what you sing. Ever seen gold being refined? It involves heat. In ancient times, refining involved a craftsman sitting next to a hot fire with molten gold in a crucible being stirred and skimmed to remove the impurities or dross that rose to the top of the molten metal. Fire. Heat. Intense. Still want to be refined? Stick with the process.